see what. Without any further ado, I'd like to move on to the witnesses for Ngāi Tahu. The first witnesses, and I'll perhaps ask them to come up at the same time, given that they've co-authored a statement of evidence, Ms. Kane and Mr. Fanga. So they each have a short summary of their evidence, mm-hmm. which I'll ask them to read through, just in terms of highlighting the key points.
That's fine.
And they'll answer any questions.
Yeah, and we've allowed witnesses to table and read short one or two page summaries, so that's fine.
Thank you, sir.
Tēnā koe, tautok te mihi kia mihi kia tātou, ia whakatau ki rongi tēnei kaupapa rangatira, mihi pōtō kia koutou engere, whakahoki te mihi kia koe I put ki tō roku rangatira I tuatū nei ki te tepu mātua. Huri kia koutou whānau mā I putatū tō whakaro ki roto I tēnei, whakaata I tēnei wā. Reira, huri no, huri no, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tērā tātou, ko te whānga ahau. Thank you very much. You're welcome to us today. Our evidence is obviously joint evidence, submission between myself and ALSA, and if it pleases the table, I'd like to, commissioners, I'd like to read my piece out and then move straight into ALSA's and then answer questions jointly.
That's really good, and actually our preference is where you've gone to the trouble to prepare a written summary, we like you just to read it.
Yep.
What we don't like is when witnesses start ad-libbing because we don't know what we should be writing down or what's in the written material. So if you just read it out, that's good.
Yeah. We have brought as evidence on behalf of Waihopai Runanga, Te Runanga of Aorua, Te Runanga of Orakaparema, Hokonui Runanga and Te Runanga of Ngāi Tahu. My evidence refers to cultural values matters. In our evidence, we identified ourselves as Ngāi Tahu, Ngāti Māmoe and Waitaha. Our understanding is that we are from Ngā Atua, the heavenly and earthly realms, that all things are connected through a common source, that there is order in this process. The order places humans, or era tangata, as subservient to era atua, they being the forest, the air, the animals, the lands, and water. Therefore, our inherited responsibilities from our atua is to look after these realms through appropriate use and respect while ensuring the future needs of or sustainability of the environments is maintained for us and future generations. This is tikanga and kaitiakitanga at work. Water, māku, or dampness is mentioned as one of the first elements to come into existence. We come from water and water is us. Just as you have heard from our kaumātua, water is central to life and healthy water results in healthy people. I also have summed up our Māori values and will talk to these next. I will touch on section 4, our working relationship with Environment Southland. The Water and Land project was undertaken as a partnership between Ngā Runanga, ES, and Te Ao Marama. We provided input into the plan at various engagement levels. This is an acknowledgement that the process we went through was valued, that there were some differing views, and that as drafted there was a continuous compromise between Ngā Runanga wants while recognising other users' wants or desires. ES and Ngā Runanga have worked alongside each other for 20 years through a relationship agreement with Te Ao Marama. Environment Southland planning documents have what is termed the golden thread or Māori views and policy embedded throughout them, not just in a separate Māori section. It has always been acknowledged that at the end of these planning processes, Ngā Runanga will always have the ability or right to submit to protect our values. The video evidence of our people is a small example of how they feel and value water. There is an understanding of its importance in our own bodies for our health and well-being. There is an understanding of its mana, its authority, its gift to humans and all species. There is an understanding of its whakapapa, a water cycle from the tears of rangi onto Papatuanuku, to the sea, ki uta ki tai, and again through evaporation and misrising as the tears of papa back to rangi. Kaumātua and whānau have aspirations to bring water back to a drinkable standard in places where this was once done. These negative changes have happened within their generation, as some of our kaumātua tell us. Our people shed tears when talking about our Mother Earth and water. This is not to be a motive for this submission, but represents the love and compassion or aroha or sadness we feel when we know that the water should not be like this. Our legacy use or misuse will be passed on to the next generation. We will fail as kaitiaki for this generation and the next. Ngāi Tahu has raised its concerns about the loss of mahinga kai and degradation of the environment since the mid-1800s. Whānau have watched for generations changes to water quality and quantity in Southland, as well as the modification of water bodies. Arguments and concerns have been raised multiple times, and whānau have been frustrated by the short timeframes the degradation is assessed in and the incremental changes to the water bodies, each generation taking more, giving less to the next. Our people continue to ask what we are doing to maintain improved water quality, the loss of mahinga kai, and also how we are maintaining our cultural values. We say Environment Southland has the Water and Land and Beyond project, including the Water and Land Plan. We are the partners in this. We have compromised some of your values to support the needs of others, but we have reached a place where the draft document, if it is not weakened or becomes more permissive through this stage and the next stage of limit setting, then Southland's fresh water quality should be maintained and as a foundation for future improvements. Unless we have got good clean water, we just are going to continue to lose all these connections we have with our past, and we won't have a future. For Southland and its people to have a strong and prosperous future, this proposed Southland Water and Land Plan needs to focus on what its water bodies need to be, healthy rather than short-term ones. Southland prides itself on connections to the past, but in the case of water, it seems to forget to treasure the life-sustaining resource that allowed people to build this connection with this place. Our stance today as kaitiaki is not new, nor will it be of surprise to Environment Southland or the community. We look to Environment Southland to provide the leadership that ensures that the proposed Southland Water and Land Plan will improve water quality where degraded and maintain where in a natural state. Ko au te wai, ko te wai ko au. I am the water is me, we are from the water, and Wairua, just as one of our taumātuas had presented on the video evidence. Tēnā tātou.